The young, the old, the preacher, the poet, the nurse, the longshoreman, all these people have been recruited for a performance by the Liz Lerman Dance Exchange. For the past 25 years, Lerman has been inviting regular folks to join her modern dance troupe on stage because she says she wants to move beyond the insular world of the dance studio. The professional dancers offer the non-dancers an opportunity to express their ideas as movement, and the dancers get to connect their art with the communities where they perform. The Liz Lerman Dance Exchange's current series of performances is called The Alleluia Project. From Los Angeles, Joanna Cooper has more.
Liz Lerman is exploring a central question that fascinates her. What are Americans in praise of?
What we discovered very early is that, generally speaking, people would say, or if you say to somebody, what's a little hallelujah in your life, people would tend to express something good after a hard time. It wasn't just the party. It was the party after the hard time. And that intrigued me a lot.
In a sense, Liz Lerman created a party on stage, and this party is not exclusive. For the Hallelujah performance in Los Angeles, she invites everybody. On stage are trained modern dancers, members of the community, and religious leaders, all suspending their arms and rippling through space as if in water. Liz Lerman prepared this performance for months. She began by going to religious leaders in their congregations. She set up meetings at churches, synagogues, and Buddhist temples to hear the stories of congregants and their reasons for celebrations and praise. And she actively recruited people to perform. Jim Price is a Christian minister.
We didn't know exactly what to expect. We had about 45, 50 people from our church, and then the team came. I didn't tell them there was going to be a whole lot of dancing. And actually, they just had us tell the stories of people in the church, and they had been watching our movements. And then they shared some of those movements as people had told their stories and their hand movements or motions. It was impressive to see how they had seen and heard really at a deeper level to express that.
Lerman choreographed Price's story of his own religious conversion. After talking with Rabbi Ed Feinstein, Lerman choreographed movements to his telling of the story of the parting of the Red Sea.
Moses took his people from Egypt to wilderness. When they heard the sound of Pharaoh's chariots behind them, they cried to Moses, "Save us!" And so he prayed to the Lord. And the Lord said, "Hold your arm and your staff across the sea, and it will split, and you'll take your people to freedom."
I come from a very cerebral Jewish culture, which in so many ways left the body behind 2,000 years ago. So this is a remarkable way of bringing the body back into the telling of Jewish stories. And I want to learn how to do this.
With the help of a Buddhist reverend, Lerman created a dance about the different levels of Buddhist hell. Dancers, all dressed in white, wrap their arms around the reverend's tall frame to shield him from loneliness.
In Buddhism, there are 19 kinds of hell. 8 hot hells, 8 cold hells, and 3 lonely hells.
There are at least 5 clergy on stage. Buddhist, Jewish, and Christian. Their artistic synthesis is a first for Los Angeles, a city where religious and ethnic communities remain insular. Choreographer Liz Lerman.
I have the sense that, you know, rabbis and reverends are revered by their own little flock. I mean, everybody loves their preacher, their rabbi. And they're extraordinary people. But a lot of people, unless you go visiting, you're not going to know that. I can't wait to see what happens when people sit in the theater and listen to Reverend Moss from Senshin Temple, or hear Rabbi Feinstein from Valley Beth Shalom. I just think that it's going to be very, very wonderful for people.
Bringing together this disparate group of clergy and lay people, children and parents, students and professionals, is the feat of an activist. Traveling around the country, Lerman and her company have worked with hundreds of people from all walks of life. Each production has its own theme. In Tucson, Arizona, for example, she named the production In Praise of Ordinary Prophets.
One of the men we met was a man who had been concerned about the gangs in the barrio, and he had, about 25 years ago, he'd pulled together these young kids and had them build a 20-foot cross. One Easter, it was raining, so they started carrying the cross up the mountain, but the rain fell on both sides of the cross. It didn't fall on the cross. They got up to the top, they planted the cross, and it began to snow. which we used in the piece. Now, it turns out, of course, everybody in the barrio knows about this, but nobody else in Tucson knows about this. So for the 3,000 people that came to the performance, they got a hint into some part of the world of their city that they never get, and that is really important to us.
Lerman also collaborates with composers and performers. In Los Angeles, she worked with Nobuko Miyamoto, a member of the Buddhist community who set the story of her two Japanese grandmothers to music. One was Buddhist, the other was Mormon. Love was not a question. Duty was a Nobuko and Lerman call the piece Hallelujah. Stones will float, leaves will sing, paths will cross. Standing off stage as Nobuko sings, Harry Samoto, a member of a Buddhist temple, says he's been touched by the experience of performing with others from different religions.
Our religion basically is the sense of oneness. We're all one, so we should, you know, no matter what religion it is, love one another, help one another.
Rabbi Ed Feinstein.
Where else in the world can a Jewish rabbi learn from two Buddhist teachers? In dance, no less, to find a common language in dance. So, what a great place.
After their performances in Los Angeles, the Liz Lerman Dance Exchange moves on to Vermont, North Dakota, and Texas. At each stop, the dancers will invite the community to join the Hallelujah Project on stage. For NPR News, I'm Johanna Cooper in Los Angeles.